joined by Knoxville baseball players Evan Eck and Trenton Kingery as the Panthers fall to Dowlin Catholic 5-0 on Tuesday night. Evan, I'll start with you. I think a lot of people probably thought 10 runs for Dowlin Catholic, but you guys held your own against them, looks like.
Yeah, we left a bunch of runners on, and it was only 5 runs, so we could have tied that up pretty quickly.
And Trenton, what about you? Your thoughts on how things went? Obviously, you wanted to get the win, but playing a pretty good team that you're not going to see a lot of pitching like that moving forward, I would imagine.
This is probably the best pitchers we've seen all season, but I mean, just because they're good doesn't mean it's impossible to put the bat on the ball, leave runners stranded like we did. If we want to do good in the postseason, we can't do that.
Let's talk about general thoughts on the season, Evan. How's your season gone? The senior, you're coming down the last couple few games of the season or your career now.
Yeah, it's been fun. I love these guys. They've grown on me a little bit. I think my arm injury kind of messed some things up, but I like hitting. I think DHing is a good spot.
And Trenton, what about you? Your thoughts generally on the season? Now it's kind of a slow start, but sounds like, or it looks like, guys are starting to play pretty well at the right time.
We definitely picked it up towards the end of the season. It would have been nice to play like this during the beginning of the season, so we didn't have to dig ourselves out of a slump. But if we keep playing like this, we have good things will happen.
And Evan, as we said, you're the senior. What kind of things have you been trying to tell the younger guys and kind of leave for them when they come back next year and they're the juniors, seniors, and on down?
Sometimes I set a pretty bad example of this, but keeping your head up and trying not to pout as much. But if you do, get out of it quickly.
Now, postseason is coming up. You do have one more game as we're standing here, but you got Carlisle. That's a 4-5 game. How confident are you guys going into that game that you think you can pull off the win?
We've seen better, but we've seen worse at the same time. We can't go in there thinking we're going to blow them out. We got to think they're going to be very competitive. We're about the same, I think.
Trent, what about you as far as Carlisle coming up? How confident do you think you guys are to get that win on Friday?
Like Evan said, we've seen better. We've seen worse. We can't go in there thinking it's going to be an easy game. We have to play like we have to play as best as we can, not leave runners on, make contact, make good plays.
Now, Trenton, I know you were featured on one of the TV stations here this week, after your injury last year. What was that like coming back and to come back kind of to the place where that injury happened and, having success in that game?
I didn't really think about it that much, trying to keep it off my mind, just trying to play how I usually do, just trying not to let it to affect me.
And, last question for the both of you, what are you looking forward to most as you get towards the postseason and, thinking about maybe, going down that postseason road?
Just how competitive we can get. I mean, we've showed how good we can be and how bad we can be. It just depends on our moods, which we got to keep in balance. We got to keep the hopes up.
And Trent, what about you? What are you looking forward to most here?
I'm looking forward to trying to make it to the goals that we've set for ourselves. Hopefully make it to state, which is the main goal of everybody's thoughts, but just hopefully complete our goals.
All right, guys, good luck to you. We'll hopefully talk to you later.